The daf ayin vav. So we got to the very, very top, the new Mishnah. Kol menachos tunos shalosh meos shifa v'chamish meos beita. All the menachos require 300 poundings with the hand and 500 stompings with the feet as part of the process of preparing the dough. Shifa beita bechitin, and you need to do it when they're still chitin, when they're still in the raw state of being wheat. And that's a Tanakama Shita, but Rabbi Yossi Omer Babatz, like, no, after you made it into a dough, then you do all the shifa and the beitos. Machlok is when do you do it. But everyone agrees to the amount, that's 300 and 500, is the ratio of shifa to beita. Then the Mishnah says, Kol menachos baos, eser, eser, all the menachos, when they come, you have to bring 10 chalos or 10 rekikin, has to be, they come in pairs, or not pairs, in groups of 10. When you bring these, the lechem panim have 12 loaves, the chaviti kohen gadol are made into 12 loaves of bread, but other than those two, everything else comes in groups of 10. Rabbi Meir Omer, kulam baos shem esrei. He thinks, no, all of them come in pair in groups of 12, chutz mechalos todah unizirah shem baos eser eser. Everything's 12 except for the carbon todahs, chalos, and the nizirah is chalos, in which case they come in groups of 10 only. So that's the machlokas in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Tana, shaf achas, boit shtayim. First you pound it once with your hand, then you do two steppings with, you know, one's with the, how do they say it's being done?
Rubs once and pounds twice.
He rubs and then pounds. Okay, so he rubs and then he pounds, and then shaf shtayim, then you pound, then you rub two times, and boit shalosh, then you pound three times. So that total ends up being, the ratio ends up being 3 to 5, right? It's 1, 2, and then becomes 2, 3, so totaling is a 3 shifos rather, to 5 vitos, at 3 to 5, that ultimately gets you to 300 and 500 like the Mishnah. So by Rabbi Yirmi asks, Amtui v'asuya chad, odilma amtu v'asuya trei. When you do the rubbing, you have one this way, one that way, is that considered one motion, where each one front and the back is considered 2 shifos? The Gemara says, my take, we don't know how to calculate how the shifa is defined. Then the Gemara quotes in the Mishnah, Shifa Beita Bachitin Rabbi Yossi Amar Babatzik. So the Gemara is not sure, Babatzik Vil Bachitin, when Rabbi Yossi says you do the rubbings and the poundings, is that only when they're Batzik Vil Bachitin, but you don't do them when they're in the state of being raw wheat? Or did he say, no, you do it twice. You do it first, like the Tanakhama says, when they're Chitin, and then he says you repeat it yet again when it's in the state of being a dough. The Tashma, the Gemara says, the Tanya Shifa Bita Bechitin, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shifa Bita Babatik. The way it's presented here is, he should have said, Rabbi Yossi says, Babatik. Why does he repeat Shifu Bita again, Babatik? Tell me we only do it during the kneading, when it's a dough already, and we don't do it when it's a chita. So that's a machlokus when you do it. It's not being mosif on the opinion of the Tanakhama. So then the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Kol Menachos Baos, Shem Esrei V'chulei, Lechem Apanim, we know the lechem upanim is comes from a 12. It's a mefurish pasuk. It says in the pasuk, "Lakachta solas v'afisa osa shtei mesrei chalas." The pasuk says there are 12 chalas for the lechem upanim. That we know. Chavite kohen gadol as yachuka chuka melechem upanim. There's a gezerah shava from lechem upanim to chavite kohen gadol. That too requires 12 chalas. So then, kol menachos debals eser eser minol. And how do we know all the other menachos require only groups of 10? Gamar milach metoda, malach metoda, eser, afkan, eser. Everyone agrees lach metoda also only comes from 10. There are 4 types of breads brought for lach metoda. And each of the 4 types have a total of 10. So it's just like lach metoda have 10, so to all other menachos that learn from lach metoda that it's groups of 10. So Leila Fakmar says malach mapanim. How come we're learning menachos? I mean, we don't know where what stam menachos are. We're learning from Lach Metoda. Why don't we learn from Lach Mapanim and say Malahalan Shem Esrei Afkan Shem Esrei? So again, we have 2 models to work with. Either we can work with Lach Mapanim, which are 12, or Lach Metoda, which are 10. When we take menachos, which are undefined, why are we learning it from Lach Metoda? Why not learn it from Lach Mapanim and say there should be 12 groups? So the Gemara explains the Mistavritz makes more sense to learn Lach Metoda, that there should be 10, Havle Lamelef. Why should a Stam Mincha be learned from Lach Metoda? Because there are a number of ways that they're similar to each other. Shekein Yachid. As opposed to Lach Mepanim, which is a Tzibur, the Mincha and Karban Toda are both Yachid. Hamisnad. If a person brings a Lach Metoda and Mincha as a Nedava, but you never bring a Lach Mepanim as a Nedava. Shemen, that there's oil on both the Lach Metoda and the Menachos, but Lach Mepanim has no oil. Nifsal, there's a psul lina, but there is no psul lina by lechem upanim. Lechem upanim stays there the entire week on the shulchan. There's no psul lina by lechem upanim. and Shlo b'Shabbos. The other two, the Mincha and the Lachem Toda, are brought on the weekday, but the Lachem Panim is brought on Shabbos. And then finally, Shlo b'Tumah, that although Lachem Panim are brought even b'Tumah, you can't bring the Mincha and the Lachem Toda in Tumah. So there are, I think, five or so comparisons that we say a Mincha is like Lachmei Toda, and therefore we learn from Lachmei Toda that it has to be groups of 10. So Gemara says, Ahad Rab, I would say the opposite. Learn a Mincha Milachem Apanim, Havlei Lemelef, you should learn, because there are other similarities that Shekein Hektish. Both of them, Lachem Apanim and a Mincha, is Kachi Kachim, as opposed to Lachmei Toda, which is only Kachi Kalim. And Levona, both Lachem Apanim and Mincha requires Levona, but Lachmei Toda doesn't have Levona. And Matzah, they all come from Matzahs, as opposed to Lachmei Toda, which also has Chametz included. And Ve'etzem, they come for themselves. The Lachem Apanim is a carbon in its own right. The Mincha is a carbon in its own right. But Lachmei Toda are simply there to accompany the carbon Toda. And therefore, based on this, we should say that the Minachos are similar to Lachem Apanim and require 12, groups of 12. So the Gemara says, at the end of the day, still Hanech Nefishin, there are more similarities to Lachmei Toda, and therefore we proskin that the Menachos should be Stam, and the Menachos should be groups of 10. And the Gemara says, V'yisvirlei, Darva lamei b'gzei ha-shava, chozim lamei b'binyan yav. Something learned through gzei ha-shava. The gzei ha-shava is a Lachmei Panim being taught to the Chavitei Kohen Gadol. So why not learn Nelef mi-Chavitei Kohen Gadol, Mala halen shem esrei af kan shem esrei. So why not just use the Gzer Shava, that we know Chavitei Kohen Gadol is 12 learned out from Lachem Apanim. And now we can have a Binyan Av that use this as a model, that the Chavitei Kohen is 12, it's a Mincha, it's the 12 groups of 12, so that every other Menachos should also be groups of 12. And so the Gemara says, because still, if I have the option now of learning from the Chavitei Kohen Gadol versus the Lachmei Toda, I would still prefer Lachmei Toda. Why? Mistaver milachmei toda havelei lemelef shekein hediot. It's brought by a hediot as opposed to chavitei kohen gadol is brought by a kohen gadol. Shinista his nadev it lachmei toda is a nadava like a regular minchas nadava and chavitei kohen gadol is not a nadava. Chatzayin the chavitei kohen gadol we split up and bring half in the morning half in the evening as opposed to the lachmei toda and the mincha we don't. The pigol there's a psul pigol when it comes to shar menachos. And when it comes to Lachmei Toda, there's a pigol, but there is no pigol when it comes to Chavitei Kohen Gadol. Shabbat Shabbos, you bring the Chavitei Kohen Gadol on Shabbos, but you don't bring the Mincha and Lachmei Toda on Shabbos. And Shabbat Tumah, you bring the Chavitei Kohen Gadol on Tumah, but you don't bring Lachmei Toda and Minachos on Shabbos. So from all these reasons, even with that possibility of using Chavitei Kohen Gadol as a new model for 12 Lachamim, we still rather learn from the from Lachmei Toda because there's more similarities. Mar says, no, Adr Abba, I think there are many similarities that you can learn Menachos from Chavitei Kohen Gadol. Adr Abba mi Chavitei Kohen Gadol havelei lemelef. How? Shekein Yisar, and there's the same shear when it comes to the Mincha and the Chavitei Kohen Gadol as opposed to Lachmei Toda has a different shear. Kli, they both require Kli, but Lachmei Toda has no Kli. They're both Kachi Hektish, they're both Kachi Kachim, but Lachmei Toda is Kachim Kalim. And they both have Levona, but as opposed to Lachmei Toda. They both are only Matzah, as opposed to Lachmei Toda, which also has Chametz. V'etem, they also both come on their own right, as opposed to Lachmei Toda, which comes to accompany the carbon. Hagasha, there's a mitzvah of Hagasha for both of them to the Mizbeach, as opposed to Lachmei Toda. V'ishim, you put them on the Mizbeach, as opposed to the Lachmei Toda, which are just eaten. So the Gemara, and V'hani Nefishin. And there are more similarities to the Chavitei Kohen Gadol than there are to Lachmei Toda. We should conclude then that Menachos, the Stam Mincha, should have 12, just like Chavitei Kohen Gadol. So Gemara says, in the end of the day, even though quantitatively there are more comparisons to Chavitei Kohen Gadol than there are to Lachmei Toda, in the end of the day, Hediot Mehediot Adifle. That connection of being both in the world of Hediot, both Menachos and Lachmei Toda, it supersedes the idea of the Chavitei Kohen Gadol, which is a davar that comes from the Kohen Gadol. That's how the Gemara concludes. That was all the shita of the Tanna Kamma, that you bring everything from groups of 10. But then there's the opinion of Rabbi Meir, Omer Kulan, the Mishnah quote is quoted, it's saying, Baos Shtem Esrei. He thinks, no, all Menachos are brought in groups of 12. So my Kesavar, what does Rabbi Meir hold? How does he learn 12? Yisrile, if he holds, the davar halamid b'gzeh shava, chozim lamid b'nin av, and Yelf Mechavitei Kohen Gadol, the Hanin Efishin, if he holds, you learn that way, that once you learn Gzei Shava to Chavitei Kohen Gadol. Now Chavitei Kohen Gadol serves as a Binyan Av, because there are many comparisons of Menachos to Chavitei Kohen Gadol, therefore you have 12, because there are more of them, or he, that's one way he holds. And therefore, he thinks that the nefishin, the fact that the more comparison to chavitei kohen gadol, trump the hedyot point, or east relay, or perhaps he holds differently, that davar halameid, the gzer shava, eino chozim lame binin av. You can learn the gzer shava to chavitei kohen gadol, and then use the chavitei kohen gadol as a binin av. But still, you go back to the original source, yalef milachim upon him, because hektish mehektish adiv lay. You can learn directly. You can learn menachos directly from lachim upon him, since they're both kachi kachim. That is the better equation than to learn that which is more deficient, even though there are more similarities to the lachme toda. So either one of those approaches is the understanding of how Rabbi Meir knows that all the menachos have groups, common groups of 12. Okay, then the Gemara quotes in the Mishnah, chutz milachme toda v'nizira shehin baos eser eser. Even Rabbi Meir, who holds all menachos come in groups of 12, agrees that lachmei toda only come in groups of 10, and nazirs also only come in groups of 10. How does he know this? Lachmei toda behedyuk sibe. The mefurish pasuk it says they only come in groups of 10. And then, how do we know nazirs? Damar mar, nazirs is also included in the same pasuk as lachmei toda, because it says by lachmei toda, shlomav. The whole pasuk reads, al chalos lechem chometz yakiv karbono al zevach todas. That's karbon toda. And then it says shlomav. Shlomav is coming to include the rabos shalmei nazir. So just like the karbon toda, the lachmei toda are groups of 10, so too the nazirs, shalmei nazir, are also groups of 10. So Gemara now says, Vayta Amar of Tuvi bar Kisna Amar Shmuel. Lachmei toda shafan arba chalos yatzah. If a person bakes a karban toda, only four, he's yotze. V'ha'ba'in and arba'im. Doesn't the pasuk say you need 40 loaves of bread? How yotze with four? L'mitzvah. Meaning 40 loaves are only l'mitzvah. That's l'chadchila, that's ideal. But if one only baked four, one of each of the four types, he's yotze b'dieved the mitzvah. That's the opinion of Shmuel. So then the Gemara says, but how yotze? V'ha'ba'i afrushe truma minayu. Doesn't the pasuk say you have to mafrish truma, you have to give a certain amount to the kohen? So how are you going to mafish if you have four pieces? How do you cut off a piece from each loaf? V'chiteima de mafish mikol chad v'chad. I've got four loaves right now. Four challahs, each of different types. So now, am I going to take off a piece of each loaf and give a tiny piece to the kohen? Are you allowed to do that? Echad amar rachmano v'shlo yitol paros. The lacha is, you have to give a full loaf. The chuma to the kohen must be echad. The pasuk says, you give one whole loaf. You can't give a slice. So if you only have four full loaves here, the only way to give truma to the kohen is by cutting a slice. And that's not going to be considered echad. To which the Gemara says, no, the afreshinu belisha, you separated during the process of kneading. So while you're busy kneading the dough and making the dough, you took off a piece and gave it to the kohen. That's considered a full, it wasn't baked yet. You bake it afterwards, that's considered echad. So that's how you get around that problem. So Gemara says, is it really true? Is Shmuel really right that you're allowed to be yotzei the mitzvah of lachmei toda with simply four loaves of bread, not the 40 that's said in the pasuk? So meisivei kol menachos shariba mimidas chalason o shemiat mimidas chalason. Any mincha that a person made very large chalos, and since the chalos were so big, he couldn't have a total of 10. He made like huge, two huge chalos, or he made small chalos. He had like 20 small chalos. He doesn't have the 10 that you're supposed to have. It's still ksheros. It's still kosher. We don't care. The 10 is ideal. But if you have more or less, you're yotzei the menachos. Chutz milachem apanim and chavitei kohen gadol v'lachmei toda unizirus, that they require the exact amount. So one of the things that require the exact amount, lachem apanim requires 12. Chavitei kohen gadol requires exactly 12. Lachmei toda requires exactly 40, like it says in the Torah. It must be exact. You can't have 4. So how does Shmuel get away with this? So answers the Gemara, who de Amar ki ay Tana. Shmuel holds like another Tana. The Sani, the Brisa, tells us that kol menachos shiriba midas chalason o mir midas chalason ksheros chutz milachma panim vechavitei kohen gadol. So that opinion does not include lachmei toda. Lachmei toda does not have to be precisely 40. There is a yesha omrim af lachmei toda unizirus, but that's the yesha omrim. Shmuel holds like the Tanakama that nizirus and lachmei toda do not have to be exact. And therefore, even though lechachila you should have 40, b'dieved yoyotze with just four loaves of the lachmei toda. So then the Gemara says, Amar Huna, minchas mafe, the mincha that gets baked in the oven, she'ofa chala achas. If you bake them all in one, yatza. Even though really you should have 10 when you're doing the minchas mafe, if you do one, you yotze. My time of why you yotze, matzos ksiv, without the vav, which sounds like it's written as matzas, even in the singular, one would be yotze. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Maskela Repapa. Taima dechsiv matzos. Since it's written matzos matzas, are you yotze with one? But had it written huxiv matzos in the plural, lo, you wouldn't be yotze with just one. You would need all 10. V'hagavi lachme toda dechsiv matzos. It says matzos in the plural, and which would indicate you need to have all the prescribed matzos, all 40. And yet, amar of tuvi bar kisna, amar shmuel lachme toda shafan arba chalas yotze. Meaning, according to Rav Huna, the only reason why you yotze with one by mafet is because it says matzas. But wherever it says matzos, you have to have all the matzos mentioned in the pasuk. That means by lachmei toda, since it says matzos, you have to have all 40 there. So how is Shmuel going to deal with that? So Gemara says, "Oh, pliga, there's machlokas, ain't a chanami. There's machlokas, amarayim, whether or not you're yotze b'dieved with just 4 loaves, or you need 40 lechachila. That's machlokas. Okay, the new mishnah, everyone's good. New mishnah says, ha'omer hayaba isaron mishalosh sa'in. When it comes to the carbon omer, the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach, so you need an isaron of flour. That isaron of flour starts off with 3 sa'in of wheat. You have 3 volumes, 3 sa'in of wheat, and you grind that to get 1 isaron. When it comes to shtei alechem,
that was machlokas earlier.
We saw machlokas in the first mishnah in the 6th parak, I think it was. Yeah, it was either 3 or 5, I think, right? 3 or 5.
Was that on Dafkan Shabbos or was that?
This was this is a bar. This is also a bar. This is on carbon omer. The that was on, I thought it was machlokas during the week, and then consisted on Shabbos. How'd it work?
Because Rashi says her lachol moshe nisi and ezros is like something that
was accepted. But in Daf Samech Gimel, he's Rabbi Shmuel said 3 on Shabbos and 5 on a weekday. Chum said 3 even on a weekday. So that seems to be a machlokas. So you're saying Rashi here says it's a lachmash mesina, so it's unclear if it's a lachmash mesina, how come there's a machlokas then? Where's that Rashi though? I don't see that Rashi.
It's on the next part. Menufa, Gimon, Nafa. It's on the next part.
Ah, okay. Fine. So then the Gemara says, again, ha'omer hayabab isaron mishalosh sa'in. Start with 3 sa'in, and then that's how you, grinding all that, you got the isaron of flour that you needed. Shtei lechem, on the other hand, shtei esronim mishel shon. Shtei lechem, you're able to produce 2 esronim from the same initial amount of volume of shlosha sun. We're going to see why that is. You would imagine if you need to get 2 esronim, you should have to have 6 sa'im. Like by the ratio should be 3 to 1. Why by the omer was it 3 to 1 and shtei lechem it's 3 to 2? The ratio is changing. Well, the Gemara will explain all this. Lechem upon him, esrim v'arba esronim, you need 24 esronim, and that comes from me'esrim v'arba son. That's that 1-to-1 ratio. That's 24 to 24. So as it goes vayter in the Mishnah, we're actually getting more usage of the son to produce each particular isarum. So Gemara wants to know, my time, what's the reason for this change of all the different dinims? The Gemara explains, Kevan, since the Mechadash Asu, since the Ar Omer comes from brand new fresh wheat, so there's still moist, and there's a lot of, how do you define, chaff in it, which it takes up a lot of the space. So Umis Aron Kasi, and barley in general, has more chaff than by wheat. So you need to start with a larger volume to produce the Isaron Mufkar, to get the finest flour, Loasi Elo Mishal Shon. The only way you're going to get Isaron Mufkar from a new fresh barley is starting off with the volume of Shlosh Yisayim. Shei lechem, shei yisronos mishalos sa'in. When it comes to shei lechem, you need 3 to produce 2. You get more out of 3 than by the omer. Why? Kevin the mechitan asin. Since they come from chita, chita has less chaff, and therefore you can produce more flour from that volume. Avagav the mechadash asin. Even though they're new and it's still moist, and you're not going to get as much as if they were old, still shei yisronos asu mishalos sa'in. You're able to generate 2 yisronos from just 3 sa'in. And then finally, lechem apanim esim v'arba esronis me'esim v'arba son. Here it's a ratio of 1-to-1. My time, and why do you get more flour from the son when it comes to lechem apanim? So Gemara says, kevin de mechitin asu, and miyashin asu, since they're also dried out, they're old, there's less chaff, isaron mufchar asi misa. You're able to get 1 isaron per sa. The ratio is much better when you're using wheat and it's yashin. The Tanur Rabban of the Braisa quotes, any of the menachos that you have more than the volume of the isaron. We know there was a kli that had a shear of isaron. If you had more than the amount, there was a heap over on the top of the lip of the kli, or you didn't fill the whole kli up, midas isaron, psus, it's possible. You have to have exactly isaron. Mamish, the flat on the top, can't be too low, can't be too high. Riba midas sa'in shalem, but let's say they had more of this sa'in, where the volume of wheat that they started with, oshemi midas sa'in shalem, that's ksheros. Meaning the sheer of three sa'in that are being used for the particular karbanos, that's lav dafka. But we want the flour is what we really need. We need the isaron, is the ikka. That has to be exact. The final isaron must be exact, but the initial starting place of the isaron, the volume of wheat or barley being used, that doesn't have to be dafka three. It could be more or less. The next Mishnah tells us, ha'omer, hayamunufa, bishlosh esrei nafa. When they took the omer and they grinded, they'd have to sift it 13 times. Shtei lechem b'shtei mesrei. The shtei lechem only requires 12 siftings, and lechem panim ba'achad esrei, the lechem panim only requires 11. Rabbi Shimon Omer lo haya lehen kitzva. He says there is no end. You would do it as many times as needed. Ela solas menupa kol tzarcha haya mevi. They do it until they have the finest flour left over. Shenamar v'lakachta solas v'afisa osa. Shetehei menupa kol tzarcha. You should get into the level of solas till it's the finest flour possible. There is no limit to Rabbi Shimon. Now, I'm not sure how one knows whether you've gotten to the finest flour or not, but however one does know, that's as many times as one should do the sifting. The Tanur Rabban, the Braita, tells us, Badaka bagasa. First you do a sifter with things with small holes to keep all the big things away. And then bagasa, then you use a larger one afterwards with larger holes. And then you do badaka again. Then bagasa, you keep doing this back and forth. You do this 13 times over. Gasa, daka. It's small, big, small, big. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Shlosh Esrei Nafos HaYibimikdash. There are 13 different sieves in the base of Mikdash. Zulam al-Mizu. Each one was smaller than next. There was a whole, like a funnel going down. It wasn't done at one time, but the holes got smaller and smaller as you use the, looking for finer flour. Hel Yona Koletes Subin, the top nafa, was used to catch all the chaff, the bigger pieces. And Tachtona Koletes Esoso, so the bottom was able to catch all the flour, and in which case only like the dust of the flour would fall below that. So this was the process that was done in getting the finest flour in the base of Migdash. Gemara quotes from the Mishnah now, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lo haya lehem kitra. There's no limit in terms of how many times you sifted until you finally got the fine flour that you needed. That's as many times it could do 5, it could be 55. We don't know what there's no shear of how many times you have to sift it. The Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa, tells us that solas v'afisa osa, the Pasuk says. You're supposed to take solas and you're supposed to bake it. So the Pasuk says, v'lakachta solas v'afisa osa. You buy it, you take it. Milame teaches us, shenikacha solas. You have to buy flour. You go to the marketplace and you buy flour. You don't buy the wheat, you buy the flour. Minayna shafil chitin. How do you know if you wanted to even buy wheat and then process and grind the wheat? Tamalomar, v'lakachta mikomakum. Buy it in any which way. So again, the din is l'chachili should buy flour from the shuk, and if not, you could buy chita and then make it into flour. Yachal, one may think, af bishar menachos kein, one may think this is true of other ones. This is talking about lechem apanim. This pasuk l'kachta soles v'fisa osa is referring to lechem apanim. One might think you should do the same thing by other menachos, that you should buy flour from the shuk. So yachal, shar menachos kein, tamalomar osa, only lechem apanim osa requires buying soles. But everything else, you need to buy the chita and processes. Why? What's the reason why lechem panim, you buy flour, but all other menachos, you buy the actual wheat? Mifnei hachisachon. One in the world is chisachon. Mai mifnei hachisachon. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Elazar, HaTorah chasa mamonim sheisa. Klaisel, rather Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah, was chas on the mamon of Klaisel. Since lechem panim was coming all the time, it was 12 loaves of bread. Every single week it was so much, if they were to buy flour and have to grind it every time in the base of Migdash, it would make everything more expensive, the wheat more expensive, and raise the prices. So in order to keep the prices lower, buying the flour apparently was more beneficial financially to continue to buy flour. But as opposed to the menachos, regular menachos, which were not so common, they were not every single day, so buying the wheat once in a while for the menachos wouldn't necessarily cause the prices to go up. So Gemara wants to say, Hecher Amiza, where do you see in the Torah anywhere where the Torah is chasa mamonim? Where is such a concept that the Torah cares about our money? The Gemara says, "D'chsivit says v'ishkises ha'eda v'esbiram." This is Parshas Chukas, I believe, that they brought the water. Kadosh Baruch Hu made a nes. Kadosh Baruch Hu only makes nes when they're necessary. Why did he make a nes? He brought a nes so that the biram is the behemoths, the animals have what to drink. Why does Kadosh Baruch Hu care about the animals? Because this was the parnasa, this was the nechasim of Am Yisrael. We see that Kadosh Baruch Hu makes a nes to prevent the loss of money for Am Yisrael, of the behemoths, so too the Chacham are able to institute certain situations to prevent the loss of money. Now this is a very, very beginning. there are many times Ramban Choshe Mishpat will say that even though there's a certain halacha, if it's a situation of a chisaron kiss, you can be makel. It's against halacha? No, the Ramban writes, as long as it's within the fabric of a shita that exists, there are many times in Choshe Mishpat where we will makel in order to save a person a loss of money. Hajnalach Elu Menachos Nikmatos.